You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Danica Ellis. This is episode number 458.5, and today I'm going to talk about a couple of messy, sapphic, 20-something coming-of-age novels. So I was thinking about this because I am part of a queer book club, and their most recent pick was one I had been meaning to read for a while. And when I picked it up, I began to think, you know, when I was in my 20s, this sort of, I can't say what I would usually call this subgenre, so let's call it the 20-something mess-up novel, was a style I absolutely loved. I obviously could relate to it, and I just found it so enjoyable to read about 20-somethings kind of bouncing around through their life, making mistakes, making a lot of very messy decisions, especially in their relationships of all kinds. And I thought this was the height of literary fiction. And as I began reading this book club pick, I thought, you know, maybe I am beyond that now. Maybe I'm a different kind of reader now that I am in my mid-30s. Just as at some point in my 20s, I started realizing, although there are some great YA books I really enjoy, I don't relate to the main character like I used to. That happened in my 20s. I feel like maybe that's happening in my 30s for the 20-something mess-up novel. But I stuck with it, and I ended up really enjoying it. So I thought I would talk about a couple of these sapphic 20-something coming-of-age novels in a very messy way that I really enjoyed. The one I just read for my book club, and then one I read previously. But before I get into the books, I do want to talk about TBR. So if you are looking to elevate your reading life, Tailored Book Recommendations is here to help with handpicked recommendations. This is the perfect service if you have very particular taste in books. Say you also want to read more sapphic, messy, coming-of-age novels. TBR can definitely help with that. You can give all of your bizarre and very niche opinions on books, and they will match you with the perfect book. It's truly magical. People who are bibliologists at TBR have an encyclopedic knowledge of the kind of books out there and will also consult with each other to find the absolute perfect book for you. So I definitely recommend giving it a try. You can get your recommendations through email, or you can get hardcovers or paperbacks in the mail. There are quarterly or annual plans available, so there's something for every budget. It starts at just $18. Visit mytbr.co to subscribe today. It only takes a few minutes, and that is mytbr.co.
Today's episode is brought to you by Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang. So this is an interesting love story. It's great for fans of Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow and High Fidelity. It's set in the mid-90s at NYU. And it follows young Wang, who has gotten the advice of love through Chinese numerology from his uncle. So he believes that he will have 7 great loves in his life. And then he meets Irena in 95. And she's like the best. She's brilliant, charismatic, quick-witted, funny. They fall in love. But the thing is, she's number 6. So if he is to have 7 great loves, does that mean his time with Irena is going to come to an end? So this is a love letter to Western pop culture, Eastern traditions, and being a first-generation New Yorker. Make sure to check it out. And thanks again to Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang, for sponsoring this episode.
This episode is sponsored by The One That Got Away with Murder by Trish Lundy. Robbie and Trevor Cressmont have enough wealth to ensure they'll never be found guilty of any wrongdoing, even if everyone believes they're behind the deaths of their ex-girlfriends. Let us all take a collective angry sigh at that. Lauren O'Brien, the new girl at school, has a dark past of her own, and she's desperate for a fresh start. Except when she starts a relationship with Robbie, her chance is put in jeopardy. During what's meant to be their last weekend together, Lauren stumbles across evidence that might just implicate Robbie. And after a third death rocks the town, she must decide whether to end things with Robbie or risk becoming another cautionary tale. This is an edge-of-your-seat YA thriller that's perfect for fans of Karen McManus and Holly Jackson. Make sure you pick that up now wherever books are sold. And thank you once again to The One That Got Away With Murder by Trish Lundy for sponsoring today's show.
So first, I wanted to talk about the book I just finished, my book club pick. I'm sure you were waiting with bated breath to find out what this book was. And that is All This Could Be Different by Sarah Thankham Matthews. And it came out in 2022. It is one I've been meaning to read that entire time, but somehow hadn't actually picked it up yet. I had heard only amazing things from everyone I knew who had read it. So when my queer book club picked it, I thought this is the perfect excuse to actually read this. And then when I started it, I began to feel, as I already said, maybe this isn't the subgenre for me anymore. Maybe I can't really hang with the mess up book anymore, especially because the main character, Sneha, is not easy to like in the beginning. So we are following her as she has just graduated into the recession, and she is very lucky to have found a job. But that job means that she has to move to a new city, Milwaukee, where she doesn't really know anyone. And she lives above her property manager, who screams if she makes the slightest noise, which is truly a nightmare scenario. If anything else, you will feel for her in this particular situation. She has a very demanding job that's also a little unpredictable. And she is just hooking up with women through apps or meeting them in bars without forming any real connections. But what makes her hard to like is that she is absolutely simmering with self-loathing. And she expresses that with a lot of judgment towards other people. In particular, she has a lot of internalized homophobia, racism, and misogyny. And she expresses that by thinking and sometimes saying really judgmental, sometimes hateful things towards queer people, women, people of color. She is really angry and judgmental, but she is also quite passive in her life. So she is tiptoeing around upstairs because she doesn't want to confront her property manager. She's getting pushed around at her job when they're doing things that they really shouldn't. And part of that is because she's an immigrant and she is in a vulnerable position and is very aware of that, partially because her father went through a pretty terrible time trying to immigrate to the US and has since been deported. So she is very worried about her own missteps and what that will mean, not just for her, but for her family. So because she is this really judgmental and sometimes even cruel person in the beginning, mostly inside her own thoughts, less than her actually doing things, it was hard for me to connect with the book. But I ended up really enjoying it. I stuck with it mostly because it was a book club pick, but I was very glad I did because I really got invested in Sneha and her network of relationships, the friends and even kind of found family that she makes there. And there's a real payoff in her character growth. She doesn't become a perfect person, but she becomes a lot more accepting of herself and others. And it's because she is so messy and judgmental in the beginning that makes that payoff so worth it. She also becomes best friends with Tig, who is definitely the standout character, very likable. Tig is a Black non-binary philosopher who really pushes Sneha to imagine better for herself and for the world, and is both accepting and also kind of holds Sneha accountable for some of the things that she is doing and saying. So if you pick this up, be prepared to be offended in the beginning part of the book. She says some pretty bigoted things, or at least thinks them. I would also recommend looking up content warnings. Off the top of my head, obviously racism, sexism, homophobia, misogyny specifically, but also child sexual abuse, which is discussed several times. But I feel like there's probably more that I'm not thinking of off the top of my head. So I'd recommend looking up content warnings, and do be prepared to not like her in the beginning. But I think that it is worth sticking with. And that is All This Could Be Different by Sarah Thankem Matthews. While I was reading that book, I thought this is going to be a hard book to recommend because of that beginning part. And I think how many people would be quite offended because she's saying offensive things. So it also made me think of another 20-something mess up book, and one that I also find hard to recommend because I think some people will be offended by it, but I think that it's worth it. I don't know if I'm describing that very well, but the book I'm thinking of is Stray City by Chelsea Johnson. This book is set in the 90s in Portland, and it follows 24-year-old Andy, and her whole friend group are lesbians, basically, and that is a huge part of her identity. And then one day, she gets hit on by a straight guy named Ryan, and she kind of goes along with it and makes out with him because it's just easy. And even though she's not really attracted to him, it's kind of fun for her to just go along with it and play along at this very easy, accepted relationship. But things get complicated very quickly, partly because her friends are very judgmental of her, partly because Ryan is a complicated and sometimes prickly character, and also in a weird position here, and is open to dating a lesbian, so that's interesting. But just as Andy is beginning to really think, I need to call this off, this is not worth it, I need to just be honest, I'm a lesbian and this is not the relationship that I should be in. So just as she is about to tell Ryan that, she finds out that she is pregnant. And then she starts thinking about this cool kid she could have and raising it in this queer community and how actually maybe that would be an amazing experience. And that definitely makes things complicated because her friends and much of her community really rejects her. That makes her relationship with Ryan really complicated. So this was often a really uncomfortable story to read, and I think a lot of queer readers, especially I think a lot of lesbian readers, may not appreciate this book, and I think that is fair, but I think it's really well done, and I really appreciate messy queer stories, and this is definitely one. And I liked seeing what happens with this decision that she makes, especially because we get to see 10 years later, the final third of the book is a big time jump, and you get to see how she has really settled in. So this is another 20-something mess up book, for sure, very messy, but if you like messy queer books, I think you will really enjoy this one. There is some biphobia. It is not really endorsed by the narrative, but it's also present, so be aware of that. I also really recommend the audiobook for this one. So if you're looking for a 20-something mess-up novel or just a messy queer novel, I think this is a really interesting one. And that is Stray City by Chelsea Johnson. And that's it for me today. Thank you so much to our sponsor. Thank you to our audio editor, Caitlin Brame. And thank you for listening. For more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen, or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. And if you're a fan of All the Books and All the Backlist and you want to show us some love, please leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We really appreciate it, and your reviews help other book lovers to find us. If you want to find me, you can do that at my sapphic book blog, The Lesbury, that's LESBRARY.com, or you can follow my Book Riot newsletter, Our Queerish Shelves. I am also running the Read Harder Book Riot newsletter and enjoying that a lot, so you can find me in those places. And in the meantime, happy reading!